Talks with Aaron Flint. Good morning. Welcome back. This is John Jackson sitting in for Aaron Flint. I gotta get this off my chest here. Now, you guys here, if you listen to the Aaron Flint show regularly, you hear these, in big quotes, Fox News Radio updates at the bottom, at the top of the hour, and it's got this big Fox News title on it, so you think that's a trusted source, right? It is not. They suck. Okay, they suck bad. Did you just hear them right now? What they do is they take Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and go ahead and play their clips exactly what they said. But when it comes to President Trump, the Fox News radio people, they just go ahead and summarize and tell you what President Trump said. They're not playing what he said, because they are going to tell you and give you the context of what President Trump said. I'm telling you right now, those people are awful. When you think of Fox News, do not think of Fox News radio. On the other, right before the top of the hour, you had the Family Foundation out here talking about the legislative update. And I want to make one more comment on that. Is we all know what happened in this last legislative session. It made national news. We had a handful of our House Republicans and then a handful of our Senate Republicans, rhinos, jump in with the Democrats and betray us and basically take over the entire legislative session. And it was a national embarrassment and all that. And the question for all Montana Republicans now is what to do. Here, I could tell you as a Montana voter myself and somebody who's trying very hard to pay attention to this stuff, what we want to see you guys do is one thing. Get out there, find primary candidates for every one of these people, fund their campaigns, and get these people out. We don't want to hear a bunch of squabbling, a bunch of fighting, a bunch of trash talking, okay? Just do that. And see, it don't even matter if you only get half of them, okay? Get half of them. First of all, their power is taken away now. The other half that remained, their power is gone. And also, it is some really, really, 100 mile an hour chin music right past them, letting them know, you're in danger. We will not tolerate this. And if we didn't get you this time, we'll get you the next time. It now puts them in fear of their seat. That's what we as the voters want to see from you guys. We don't want to see a bunch of squabbling and trash talking. What good does talking do? Talking does absolutely nothing. Don't talk. Do. All right. And another thing we'll get up to is the next hour. We're going to talk about in after the next break too, is Trump and the Washington Republicans. And right now he's out there this morning on True Social demanding that the Senate stays in session to get his nominees through. But the problem with it is, I think today is when they're going out. These guys are already halfway out the door. So it's a little too little too late here, but we will get into that after the break. Stand by. We'll be right back with more Montana Talks.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area for today and a few showers and storms possible this afternoon. High temperature readings will range from the mid to upper 80s. For tonight, scattered shower storm chances early on, and then temperatures fall off in the mid-50s in Bozeman to about 60 in Billings. Saturday, partly sunny with a few more afternoon showers and storms with highs in the 80s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
This is House Call for Health. We've heard it before, get your 10,000 steps in every day to stay healthy. New research is putting that number up for debate. These New Yorkers say,
I usually try to get anywhere from like 5 to 6,000 a day, but I mean, when I'm going into work, it's usually closer to like 7 to 8.
Now that my goal is a little less, so I'm not having to aim for 10,000 every day, so I can feel a little more relieved.
I find even when I travel, I don't get as many in. And post-COVID, way less.
The research published in Lancet Public Health suggests a significantly lower number, finding that 7,000 steps was linked to numerous health benefits, including a much lower risk of all causes of mortality measured, including lower risks of cardiovascular disease and cancer. The New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene says New Yorkers can average between 6 and 10,000 steps per day, which according to the Mayo Clinic is more than three times as much as the average American every day. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
This is Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Hey, this is John Jackson. Welcome back. We were talking before the break about right now, this morning, President Trump is out on Truth Social, and he has been for maybe the past 5 days, this whole week, demanding that his nominees, a big portion of them, get passed. And he's telling the Senate, get it done or don't go into recess. And he's really out there this morning, the most forceful he's been out there this morning on Truth Social, demanding it. And of course, he's right. But here's the problem with all that. See, this should have been demanded of the Republican Senate a month ago. All right? Because see, now, these last couple of days here, and especially today, let me tell you something. Nothing is stopping this train now. I mean, these guys have got their plane tickets. They're headed out of town. And the idea, I know the idea out there, maybe from some people, would be, well, just let them go along. Let them work their own will, and we'll see where it goes. And if we finally see towards the end they're not going to get it done, then it's when we jump in. No, no. We said back in, before President Trump was even inaugurated, that you are going to have your people embedded with the Senate and House Republicans the whole way. Because if you leave them to their own devices, they will not do their jobs. They will just go ahead, just that train, that uniparty train is just going to be sliding on down the track, and they're just not going to get it done. They are not going to do their jobs without somebody constantly hitting them in the backside with a cattle prod, okay? That should have been done a month ago. And I saw the figures the other day about the amount of nominees that have been through at this point. And the amazing figure about that compared to previous presidents, Biden, Trump in his first term, Obama, they showed the amount of times that with Trump right now, his nominees have gotten through different committees on just basically a voice vote. Zero times. It's the first time ever. And you're like, Biden had, I want to say, 50-something percent in his term. Trump had 60%. I mean, God, Obama was even higher than that, where they just get these nominees through. But see, right now, of course, the Democrats are doing everything they can do to blockade President Trump, and our Republicans are not doing anything about it. And sure, hey, no, in the Senate particularly, these Democrats and the minority party has ways to block and gum up the system. They always do. It's just part of their parliamentarian crapola that they do up there. But see, the majority, John Thune, he can make sure that, like I said, when you come up to a recess, when you come up to holiday weekends, long weekends, whatnot, you can just say, okay. I mean, he said it back in the winter. He said, you know, we can either do this now or we can stay here through the weekend and do it. You guys decide. Because John Thune decides when they go into recess and when they don't. Right? So it is really on the Republicans to put an end to this. And, you know, we'll say, and we'll see if they do it. If, I mean, you know they won't, okay? That we'll just tell you that right now. They won't do it. They'll just continue along this slide and allow the Democrats to blockade them But then, see, I've made this point on Aaron's show before. You know why Democrats do this? Is because they know it won't ever get done back to them. That's why they do it. That's why they throw in all of the nastiness and the sabotage and the delays and the blockades, because it never gets done back to them. So there's no consequences for it. And as we all know, the only thing that stops bad guys is consequences. So really kind of funny and tragic story yesterday out of New York City. You guys saw that horrific crazed shooter that went into a building in downtown New York the other day with a long gun, just walked right in, got past security, shot the place up, and I guess finally took his own life. He managed to kill a New York police officer who was acting as security there. Well, this New York police officer is a Muslim, a man of Muslim faith. They had some type of memorial to him yesterday. Kathy Hochul, the horrible Democrat governor of New York, just you probably, you know, top five, top 10 worst governors in the country. She shows up to this memorial dressed in a hijab. And see, we have all been talking about the radicalization of the city of New York and the upcoming mayoral win by this lunatic, radical Muslim, Zoran Mamdani. And the notion that if you give these people a foothold, they will create a stronghold. That is their pattern all over the world. These people are never going to assimilate. They are not coming into your community or your country to be one of you. No, they're coming in to take you over. And here you see the governor of New York come in wearing a hijab. Something that in American minds is an absolute symbol of that religion and those nations' way of oppressing women, because they force women to wear this thing on their head, force them by law. It was really just a disgusting display and just an example of how they are going right down the crapper, the whole place is. Well, there is the music. We will be right back here in a second after the break. See you then.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
In journalism, you often hear the phrase, he walked it back, they walked it back, over and over and again. But in the case of Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, he ran it back. I cannot conceive of why Bessent would say, even if he believed it to be true, that for President Trump to give families of babies born for the rest of his term $1,000 was a backdoor way of privatizing Social Security. What a monumental mistake. So here's the running it back. He goes on CNBC, squawk box, and says, oh, Social Security will continue as it is. It is intact. Everyone will check their check every month. This is a compliment, not a substitute. That is running it back. That means the White House said, go on TV and fix this. Why he touched the third rail of politics, I will never understand. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Man, this is a crazy story out of Bozeman, Montana, although not that crazy when you think about how crazy the left-wing politics is there. A female firefighter and medic for the city of Bozeman lost her baby during an ectopic pregnancy, and the city of Bozeman refused to grant her bereavement leave. And when she told them more about her story, they made the policy even worse. Check out that full audio on the Montana Talks podcast on Spotify or on the app.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana Talks Ag.
with Lane Nordland.
President Trump announced another series of recent trade deals, this time with the Republic of South Korea. He says the deal amounts to an investment of $350 billion in U.S. goods, which includes agriculture products. South Korea will also purchase an additional $100 billion in liquefied natural gas and other energy products. President Trump says U.S. goods will be traded with South Korea at a zero tariff rate, while South Korea will pay a 15% tariff on U.S. goods. The U.S. Grains Council says that Korea is the fifth largest trading partner in U.S. grains in all forms, with sales totaling $4.07 billion in the 2023 through 24 marketing year. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says the U.S. Forest Service is investing over $106 million to support state and landowner efforts to conserve private working forest lands across the country. Funded through the Forest Legacy Program, the projects will protect forests vital to economic and social fabric of local communities, ensuring they remain productive working forests for Americans and tourists to use and enjoy. She says, just like farms and ranches, working forests are part of the backbone of rural America, providing jobs, timber, clean water, and places for families to hunt, fish, camp, hike, and make lifelong memories. That's a look at today's Ag News. I'm Lane Nordland. Have a great day.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Boom, da-da, boom, da-da, boom. The bumper music on this show is just completely across the spectrum. It goes from rock to country. I love it because you never know what's coming. It's great. Let's see who we got. We have got a caller on the line here. We got Jan. We got Jan on line one. Good morning, Jan. Hello, line one. Line one. No. Nobody there. Okay, it looks like that was a hang up. Okay. All right. Well, we will get right back here. Again, to our favorite people in the media, we are always looking at their stuff. And we have a saying out here on social media when we're talking about the mainstream media is that when you may think you hate them enough, you don't. I promise you, you don't. Unless any of y'all are out there that do it like me and do it every day, you don't. You don't understand how just miserably and pathetically corrupt these people are. Article from Axios. You guys know who Axios is. They're pretty much an online news network. And I think Axios is also another one of these people that you might see fold up here in a little bit because of all the NGO money and USAID money that is no longer being that we've been out there using to prop all these communist news networks up for a while. You might see them go down, you know, cross your fingers if we're lucky. They put out a story yesterday. I'll give you their headline here. Trump DOJ rewrites inclusion rules for grant programs to benefit white Americans. Wow. I mean, gosh, that sounds really bad. It sounds really racist, doesn't it? That headline. Except what the real truth of it is the Trump administration went back in here and rewrote the regs for these grant programs so that they weren't racist. So that, by God, everybody based on solely merit can get these grants. Because you know the Biden regime had this stuff written up to where all federal money was going out based on color, based on race, which is just patently illegal, right? What, all of y'all out there, for your entire life, your entire work lives, you go to that break room, that work room, what do you see up there, every single break room you've ever been in? Said it is illegal to discriminate against people based on race, color, creed, blah, 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 right? They do it as a matter of course now, our federal government, but these Democrats, as a matter of course, they're giving away our tax money, jobs, every single preference that they can give based on color. And no one ever seems to even call them on it or much less sue them for it in court and have this struck down and stopped. It's everywhere. It's in the colleges. As you know, President Trump is taking that war to the colleges right now, to the universities across the country. Their admissions, their grading, everywhere. It is across the spectrum. They've been doing this since Obama's time and getting away with it. I don't see how they do this. If their side was subject to the lawfare from us, that they do to us, oh my God. I mean, this practice would have been stopped 12 years ago. And that's where, you know, all the money that comes in from our people, that we need to have that fund out there as well for lawfare. And this stuff needs to get stopped right away. It's illegal. It's wrong. More important than something being illegal is whether it's right or wrong. And you guys know all this is wrong. You should only ever be measuring someone is by their merit. You don't measure them by any other standard, period. That was really important to me as a law enforcement officer, because I had to deal with everybody. I mean, I'm across the board. It didn't matter sex, color, race, creed, all this stuff. You know, they all got their criminals out there. So you have to just learn that, you know, there is no racial discrimination here. It is all about who is committing the crimes. Who is in front of me right now that's committing that crime, and that's the guy that's going to get investigated, is going to go down. We cannot tolerate this in our society anymore. It has to be stopped. We demand of our politicians and of our people out there in law enforcement, in U.S. attorney's offices, places like that, to make this stop. I tell you, a warrior out there for this stuff right now is Harmeet Dillon. She is running the civil rights division for President Trump right now, and she is taking the boots to people. Almost on a weekly basis, we're hearing about another case she is picking up and going right after these people, and that's exactly what needs to happen. Hopefully she will stamp this out in her term. There's the music. We'll be right back. Don't forget to call 406-294-0970. And welcome back. We are back here on Montana Talks. I wish I could show you guys some some video. That's the bad thing about radio, is you can't see video. Yesterday, our favorite fake Indian, Elizabeth Warren, our favorite person that is culturally appropriating all things Native American, and did for years until she finally got caught, and caught hard, I guess, on her DNA testing, on her gene testing. She's in the Senate yesterday, and right that you, because they have those cameras on all the time, you see her, she comes right up, she's going to lean back on one of the chairs or one of the lecterns there in the well of the Senate, and boom, she goes, the thing just gives away as she goes right down. It's, like I said, you had to be there, I guess, to watch Pocahontas hit the floor. It was hilarious. But I've got some audio for you guys, and hopefully Kaden can get it in for me. Yesterday, one of the things that's coming out, President Trump has been on this, and all of us have been on this for years, and that's the subject of Nancy Pelosi and her obvious crooked insider trading. The woman and her husband have been, I mean, this has been going back 10 years I've been hearing about this. They somehow managed to have a better gain on their stock trades and all of their money maneuvers than anyone else there. That they beat the market. Like they were talking about the other day, that she had her stock portfolio grew 70% in 1 year. She beat the returns of Warren Buffett. And people obviously know what she's doing. She's getting the tips like they all do. This is a crooked scam that goes on in Congress every day. Your own congressman out there is doing it. Okay, you know why? It's because this is a way to bribe them. It's a way to pay them off, in which it's legalized bribery, because it can't be shown or proved or anything like that. And Nancy Pelosi is one of the worst violators of all time. She has a salary of $174,000 a year. You know how much she and her husband are worth? According to figures, over $400 million. Now, you think she made all of that money by just putting it over here in AT&T and putting it in Walmart and Boeing? No, I don't think so. President Trump has been all over this, and I've got some audio here. I think we're going to play this right after the break when we come back. Caden has got this queued up. She's a serial insider trading criminal. And yeah, investigate her. Do it as soon as possible, because this stuff has got to stop. Like I said, it's legalized robbery. Your congressman is doing it, I guarantee you. We'll be right back.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Did you talk to the president's position on the stock trading ban bill for Congress? You obviously had pretty loaded comments about Senator Hawley. There's some reporting that he's since spoken. What is his position on that current status?
The president has spoken to Senator Hawley, who called him, and the president took that call. As the president said in the Roosevelt Room yesterday, conceptually, he, of course, supports the idea of ensuring that members of Congress and United States senators who are here for public service cannot enrich themselves. And the reason that this idea to put a ban on stock trading for members of Congress is even a thing is because of Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she is rightfully criticized because she makes, I think, $174,000 a year, yet she has a net worth of approximately $413 million. In 2024, Nancy Pelosi's stock portfolio, this was a fascinating statistic to me, grew 70% in 1 year in 2024, and her portfolio outperformed every single large hedge fund in that same year, and even more than doubled the returns of Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. So I think the president stands with the American people on this. He doesn't want to see people like Nancy Pelosi enriching themselves off of public service and ripping off their constituents in the process. As for the mechanics of the legislation and how it will move forward, the White House continues to be in discussions with our friends on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, there is Carolyn Leavitt, President Trump's press secretary, telling you basically what I told you before the break. And you all know, if you've been following politics, Nancy Pelosi is an OG. She's an original gangster from back, I mean, you're talking going back 30, 40 years. She's been one of the most corrupt, despicable, vile, and evil people in politics in our history. And it's just obvious. It's right there on paper. We know what she's doing. I mean, why do you guys think that when she stepped down as the speaker, she stayed in the House? No one does that. No one stays in the House after they've been speaker. They go ahead and retire. She stayed there. She's staying there. Why? Not only to continue to make money, but to have herself some kind of immunity that they have underneath the House for all the kind of stuff that they pull, right? Let's see who we got here. We got on line one, we got our phones lighting up here. We got line one, we got Anne Marie in Missoula.
Hello, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What are we going to talk about, sir?
I'm sorry, what?
What are we going to talk about? I can just go into my spiel, or what would you like to talk about?
Oh, no, call in and do your thing.
All right, good. So I am the new executive director at CareNet of Missoula. CareNet of Missoula has been around since 1978, providing women with health, hope, and healing facing an unplanned pregnancy. And I don't know if you've had a chance to do a deep dive into some of the numbers coming out of Montana, which is crazy to me because Montana's, we always have our problems. Nothing's perfect. But, man, for a state that runs red, we have an abortion problem. Looking at some of the current numbers, right now, since 2023, which is the last numbers we have from DPHHS, abortion, both surgical and chemical, has skyrocketed over 30%. Some of the numbers I see coming out of our friends over at Family Foundation of Montana, chemical abortions account for about 80% of the abortions that are performed in all of Montana. And over here in western Montana, Missoula, we have, in our little area of Missoula, Montana, there's only six abortion providers in all of Montana. Two of them are in Missoula. One of them exclusively does only chemical abortions. And there hasn't been a whole lot of, how the left and pro-abortion people act. They just bring in a policy and they entrench it and make it hard to undo. And that's kind of what's happened here. Also, a lot of this happened under the secrecy of COVID and the prior administration that allowed very lax rules to happen to allow this come in. And this is, if anyone's ever been out there, and I'm not going to go into details, imagine having an abortion, if that's something you choose to do, in your home, incredibly painful, scary, with no guidance, no help. They literally hand you pills and tell you to go home, and you'll be back to work on Monday. And that is not the case. It's incredibly traumatic and awful. And that accounts for, what Family Foundation says, about 80% of the abortions in Montana. We know that's happening, and we want to, over at CareNet, want to start, one, ministering to those women who experienced this. I talked to a couple of them this week who their words to me were, no one told me how bad this was going to be. And also minister to them and to recover from that and present to them God's graciousness and mercy, and as well as start taking some preventative measures. And
that's great work you're doing. That is really great work. What would you? That's an amazing statistic that you started out with, the 30% increase. Do you have any idea what caused that? What you can attribute that to?
There's about two or three things, and I talked to several people in this business. One was COVID, because let's all remember back to COVID, and we saw the commercials and everything. When people couldn't go to a pharmacy or they couldn't see their doctor, so many prescriptions and availability of pharmaceuticals went online. The pro-abortion world could do this online thing. The other thing, though, was the past administration. There were rules and regulations in place. If you have a pregnancy and you want to have a chemical abortion, you have to go to a nurse and you have to get an ultrasound and you have to do some medical protocols. Those, I would say most of those, if not all, were removed by the prior administration. You can literally go to a website, order pills, have them sent to your door, and when you open up the package, there's no guidance. You know how we all open up our prescription, there's this huge piece of paper wadded up that turns into a roadmap of all the risks? Those aren't what's happening right now. So a lot of those protocols and safety measures were taken out. And then the third thing is, here in Montana in particular, this is where it kind of hits close to home, we didn't see the Dobbs decision changing the landscape, and we weren't able to react appropriately. Idaho did. Idaho restricts abortion to one of the most restrictive states in the union. Idaho's, at least where I live in Montana, I can drive to Idaho in half a day. I can drive to Idaho in 100 miles. And if I want to get some pills or meet up with someone and pass some pills back and forth, we've become a sanctuary state for abortion because of our neighbors in Idaho. So there's some factors there that have made that number jump quite a bit, as you can imagine.
Well, that is great info. Thank you very much for the call there, Emery. That is good stuff. And, the fact that they're out there ministering to people and just helping people through those difficult times and that's what so many people need in those times, is somebody to help them out, somebody to talk to them, because maybe a lot of times young women who are, don't know their way in the world and just need somebody to, give them some wisdom, give them some help in that area. Thank you very much for the call. Another big story I want to get into this morning is, once again, kind of like Anne-Marie was just talking about there, the bleed over from the Biden regime. We all saw, you saw in great detail when the attempted assassination on President Trump when he was shot back last summer. And you saw some of the horrific examples of the, in big quotes, Secret Service detail that was around him and the incredible incompetence that basically allowed this to happen. and look at everything you see. Why were these things allowed to happen? And you know why. It's because the Biden regime and Obama before him put in these DEI regulations in which they get incompetent people in very, very important positions strictly based on their race, color, creed, yeah, 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 yeah. That's why. Well, yesterday it comes out that a Secret Service agent tried to smuggle his wife on board one of the presidential transport planes that was going over to Scotland. You guys know Trump was in Scotland just a few days ago. Tried to put his wife on, smuggle her on, even when he, I guess he was already told ahead of time, no, because I guess he asked, could she go, was told no, he tries to smuggle her on this plane. Apparently, according to some reports, he was going to make her sit in one of the limos, because they have those gigantic birds that they just drive the limos onto and everything. She was going to have to sit in one of the birds all the way over to Scotland, and he got caught. And this person, I mean, this is just what we used to call felony stupidity. And I guarantee you, this person is being fired. They could even be prosecuted for this. This is just ridiculous, incompetent stupidity continuing on with this agency that was once thought to be one of the premier, most elite federal law enforcement agencies in the world. And for the last, year, all we've heard is stories like this coming out of them. And you all know why. Because they have diluted that place with their DEI crapola. 100%. There's the music. Be right back with more Montana Talks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive, a leader in boat insurance. Welcome aboard to Carefree Boating. Here, we don't worry about the what-ifs, because we explore with Progressive Boat Insurance for as little as $100 per year for a basic liability policy. Progressive also offers a variety of other coverages and can help you cover repair costs when you need it. And with discounts like multi-policy, safety courses, responsible driver, and more, your mind can really flow free. Cruise on over to Progressive.com to get a quote today and see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Rate and discounts not available in all states or situations.
Fox News Commentary.
Gen Z has a habit that's really annoying employers. I'm Tommy Lahren. Find out next.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
First it was quiet quitting, then the awkward Gen Z stare, and now this. Gen Zers are trying out a new phone behavior, and their older coworkers and employers are quite annoyed. Instead of answering a phone call with the typical hello, many in that generation just breathe into the phone and wait for the caller to say something first. Older coworkers and employers are fed up, as they should be, because it's rude, it's weird, it's unprofessional, and awkward. This isn't just anecdotal. A YouGov poll taken in the UK last year found that 1 in 4 Brits between 18 and 24 think it's okay to answer a phone call without any form of greeting. Only 27% of millennials in that same survey feel it's okay to phone ghost. My generation is a bit more socially adjusted. Now, in their defense, Gen Zers who practice this weird phone faux pas say they do it to filter out robo and spam callers. I think that's a pretty lame excuse. Get it together. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at Outkick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area for today and a few showers and storms possible this afternoon. High temperature readings will range from the mid to upper 80s. For tonight, scattered shower storm chances early on. And then temperatures fall off in the mid 50s in Bozeman, about 60 in Billings. Saturday, partly sunny with a few more afternoon showers and storms with highs in the 80s. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm Paul Trombley.
Man, this is a crazy story out of Bozeman, Montana, although not that crazy when you think about how crazy the left-wing politics is there. A female firefighter and medic for the city of Bozeman lost her baby during an ectopic pregnancy, and the city of Bozeman refused to grant her bereavement leave. And when she told them more about her story, they made the policy even worse. Check out that.
Schedule your maintenance today. Visit ThompsonPools.com or stop by the showroom at the southwest corner of 24th and Grand.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, hello. You guys know today's August 1. Am I right, Kate? Yeah, I thought it was. Very important because maybe we would have at some point, maybe we can see the light at the end of the tunnel of summer. Because I don't know about you guys, I'm done. I'm done being hot. I'm done with all of that stuff. I want it to get to fall, you know, some nice, you know, 70s daytime and some cooler temperatures at night. I'm done with this hot, muggy nonsense. I don't know about you guys. I'm also done. I don't want to have to worry about fire danger anymore and wildfires and all that. I mean, let's give a big old knock on the wooden desk here. Yeah, we haven't had it too bad yet this year, and we've had it really bad in other years. But you know what today, along with being August 1, is it is Tariff Day, right? President Trump, as you know, has been on a tear for, it's got to be 3 or 4 months now, with tariffs. He has said, he's told the American people back, you know, January, February, March, that we have been being mistreated and abused and taken advantage of for far too long in this country by just about every country around the world. They tax the ever-loving snot out of us on our products, but then we're supposed to let their products come in here for free, and he's had enough of it. And see, it takes a president like Donald Trump, who is a businessman, to not only see this stuff, but demand action on it. And he's gotten great results so far. Some of the big, big folks out there have come to the table now, cut brand new deals. Very, very impressive last week when the EU sat down with him and cut a deal on this. But today, some of his tariffs have gone into effect against the stragglers, against the folks that maybe don't think that he's serious. I know Canada is one. There's some other big countries out there that it's going into effect, because I guess this guy, Carney with his beady little eyes, the Prime Minister of Canada up there, doesn't want to come to the table and negotiate in good faith. He's going to regret that, and I think what President Trump is just going to ratchet it up on him a little piece at a time, and he's going to have to bend, because they cannot survive without our trade. They will get crushed. And as much as Carney hates President Trump and hates conservatives because he's a far-left communist, he's going to have to come to the table eventually. It'll just, you know, we'll just see how long it takes him to finally tap out. It's going to be embarrassing for him when he does. These people think President Trump is kidding around, but he's not. I've noticed one thing about Trump is that he, in negotiations, he said this in his book, The Art of the Deal, years ago. He wants to make sure everybody comes away from the table happy. And a good deal is when both sides think they got something. And he's willing to give and take with you. What he will not stand for is you giving him the shoulder, you giving him the Heisman. He considers that bad business and disrespect. And he's not playing around. I think a lot of you guys would agree with that. One thing about President Trump, he does not bluff. He does not kid around. When he says a thing, he's going to make sure that thing gets done, particularly when it comes to items of business. That is his forte. It's his background. And it's one of the ways that he's going to bring us out of this economic hole that Joe Biden put us in, is these kind of things. And also, in these tariff deals that he's doing with other countries, he's encouraging and getting investment from them into our country as well. I mean, last I heard, we're way over $10 trillion. An investment that he's got in, what is his first 6 months? He's been in there in office 6 months. So it's just getting bigger and better every day. There's the music. We're coming up to the top of the hour. We'll be back here in a few minutes with the 8 a.m. hour of Montana Talks.
A message from Fire Safe Montana.
With the large number of homes being built in the wildland urban interface, it is the responsibility of the homeowner to use ignition-resistant materials. Many buildings in a wildfire are burned from the roof down. Consider using a metal or asphalt roofing material. The siding of a home is subject to extremely high heat during a fire. Look into the use of stone, stucco, or cement board. Contact FireSafe Montana for more information. This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.